Good morning on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The WSJM Sports road trip makes a return trip to River Valley High School as we talk Mustang Athletics. The road trip, as always, brought to you by Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. By New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. Plangers Furniture on in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. And by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free on M139 in Benton Harbor. Lower prices under your car. Again, our stop this morning has us at River Valley. We're going to start talking River Valley Golf. Mainly, you guys draw the early assignment because you have to leave early because you've got a tournament coming up. Sean Gettert is the head coach. Good to see you.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having us today. We head out right when we're done here. We're going to drive up to Dowagiac, a Hampshire golf course, and we got our big BCS tournament today. So you and I
were talking off the air. The BCS is split in two divisions. You've had your white division jamborees, but now this is the full conference tournament, right?
Correct. This is the first time that we all get together, first and only time we all get together. So it'll be fun to see some of the other teams from the other side and see how we're going to do today.
And this will be your first time this season, at least, playing competitively at Hampshire, right?
Correct. We haven't been there at all this year, so this will be our first.
So who have been some of the top guys for the team this year?
Griffin Freeland, he's our number one guy. He's the one that kind of, how he goes, we go type of thing. He's our four-year veteran, and he's been playing really well this year. And Dalton's been our number two guy. He's really improved over the years and really has hopefully taken a step forward and actually getting some things figured out even recently, so we're looking for good things today from him. Connor Brown, this is only his second year, and he's driving the ball like 250, 260 when he when he gets a hold of it and hits it straight. So, and then Jacob is actually new this year, and he's actually cracked our top five here for today. So, he's working really hard. Tough game, and he's doing well.
Here in the white division in the BCS, people think it's all, and it is, it's smaller size schools, but man, there's been some nice competition in this division, hasn't there?
Bridgman for years has been really, really good. LMC is always very tough. New Buffalo's had good teams and has had teams go to and individuals go to state, so there's definitely, it's a tough bracket, even though, we're small schools, but there's some golfers there for sure.
You mentioned the guys you brought, Griffin Freeling and Dalton Nofsker. Did I say that right? All right. Connor Brown and Jacob Ashcraft. And for you guys, I guess we'll start from my left and work around. Dalton, for you, I know your last time out, shot a 48. Yeah. So what was working for you the last time out?
It was really my drives. My drives just that day were going real straight, real well. Not a single drive really went off there. Basically dead on the fairway, so that really helped me get below the 50s there.
Have you seen your game progress during the year that you were the way you were hoping it would progress?
Oh, for sure. Through the help of our coach and Chickaman Country Club, my game is like severely improved. It's been great.
And Jacob, the coach mentioned this is your first year playing golf here at River Valley. Have you played much golf before you came out for the team?
No, I've never played before.
Really? So yep. This is your first chance at it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, so is it all that you thought it would be?
Yeah. I like it. It's really fun.
Is it a hard game to pick up?
It seems like it'd be simple, but there's a lot of skill that goes into it.
And your last time out, you shot your best round, didn't you?
Yes.
Now, going in, having not played before, did you even have a goal you wanted to set for yourself, a certain score you wanted to hit?
Not really. I wasn't sure. I mean, I knew I wasn't going to do great. It's my first year, but I didn't. I was kind of just going with it, having fun with it. Didn't expect to be the best one, so.
But you're making your way up.
Trying.
Nice job. Yeah, trying. Griffin, coach says, as you go, the team goes. I know before we got on the air, Griffin was talking about doing, what was it, three or four energy drinks in one day? How'd you shoot that day?
I mean, just the more energy I have, it feels like the better I do. That's not always the case. But, I mean, usually if I have a good round, everyone around us tends to do a lot better just because morale's a lot higher and we're like, all right, yeah, we could do this. And yeah.
So you've got the big conference tournament today. Is your game where you wanted it to be at this time of the year?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident. We've been working with these golf pros at our home course, and we've been getting a lot better, and they've been helping us a ton. So I feel pretty confident that we're going to do pretty good.
And Connor, for you, last time out, second best score of the season. You happy with where your game is right now?
Yeah, I actually shot my first birdie that day as well.
Really?
So I started out with the birdie, kind of went a little downhill from there, but we made it through.
You made it through. But your game is about where you were hoping it would be.
Yeah, I've definitely made a lot of improvement from last year. Last year I was like mid-60s maybe, and now we're getting down into that 50 range, and I hope by next year to be down in the 40s.
And Coach, have you seen the guys progress as you were hoping they would this year?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have had our ups and downs throughout the year. But overall, that's the one nice thing. Most of these guys come in without much golf experience. So as they, and these are all, well, outside of Jacob, but we 3 or 4 years with them. And it's fun to watch them, you know, grip the club the first time and like, whoa, what are you doing? To now they're telling me what to do sometimes. So, yeah, like Connor's birdie, I mean, I was like, hey, I've only been one under one time in my life, so he's already on pace right there to do some good things. So definitely it's fun to watch, and yeah, they keep getting better every day. And the one thing about golf is you don't always see that from day to day, because golf, you know, even the professionals have their bad days and they don't shoot what they want. But it's just the mindset of making sure that, you know, the bad shots, you just gotta shove them off and let it go and try to hit the next one better and keep going from there.
Every once in a while you see somebody who has a drop the mic moment. Connor, when you hit the birdie, was it a drop the club moment for you?
Oh yeah, it for sure was. First hole, everybody's going maybe one or two over. I think one guy even went three over, and I'm over here one under, and that was probably one of the peaks of that day.
Now, how long have you been playing golf? Do you remember when you first started?
This is my second year. I started last year for the first time. So definitely a lot of improvement from my first year to my second.
Griffin, for you, how long have you been playing?
My dad started taking me out to golf. We went to Brookwood in Buchanan, and he started taking me out ever since I was in 7th or 8th grade. So I've been playing for quite a while.
All right. We know Jacob, this is his first year. Dalton, for you, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about 3 years now.
Okay. Now, what got you into the sport?
It was my grandfather. He was actually on the senior PGA Tour.
Really?
Before he had a heart attack. So he kind of inspired me to get into the sport, and I've loved it ever since.
That's cool. Now, when you go around to the different courses, is there a favorite course you like to play?
Honestly, I kind of love my home course, Chickaman Country Club.
Yeah?
It's definitely one of one of the best we've probably played so far is Dunes. It's been a great course, and I had a lot of fun playing that.
All right. Jacob, for you, the courses that you have played, is there one that you like?
I mean, from what I've seen, the Dunes Club, I feel like everyone here is going to say the Dunes Club was the best one, but I feel like we all have a special place in our heart for our Pebblewood Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Griffin?
My favorite course personally was Point of Woods. I shot my personal best there.
Wow.
I think it was 92. And but there's, I always have like a special place in my heart for Chickaman Country Club. That's where I've been playing golf for my fourth year now. So
yeah.
it's pretty nice.
Connor, do you have a favorite course?
I'm probably going to have to go with Chickaman as well, but Dunes Club was fun. I had a really rough day out for that one, but no, it was a great experience, great time to get out on a really prestigious course.
If you guys were to get, maybe you do already, if you guys get together as a team and go out and play putt-putt golf, who's the best at putt-putt golf? On the team, or who do you think would win?
Probably Tom. He's not on camera. He's over there.
he's waving at us like, yeah, it'd be me. So you're saying Tommy? Who else?
Oh, I definitely say Tommy. His putting's just like, some days it's like not there at all, and some days it's better than people I've seen play in the PGA. So it'd be him for sure.
It's Tommy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he was last year's putting competition winner. Obviously, he takes a cake on this one.
If you guys go out and play putt-putt, I mean, is it competitive? Are you out there for blood?
Oh yeah. I mean, I play casually with friends, and I try way too hard. And it kind of ruins the game for the rest of them. But say,
did they
I'm
just leave
fun.
And say, you know what, this isn't fun?
Yeah, they kind of gave up halfway through. And I was like,
Jacob, is it pretty cutthroat for you?
I mean, I feel like when you go out with friends, it starts out friendly, but as you go on, you're kind of just like, I'm gonna beat these guys.
Yeah. Griffin, cutthroat, putt-putt.
I'd like to think it starts off pretty casual, but it gets pretty brutal at the end.
Does it?
It really does.
Connor.
Oh yeah, for sure. By the end, it's a matter of who can get the most bragging rights out of this round. Yeah.
True. Coach, now for today, the full conference out of the BCS, who do you see as some of the favorites to possibly win it?
From our side, LMC ended up winning our division. So from our side, you know, they're the hope for the white division, I guess. And then on the other side, there's a couple Parchment. Parchment, Buchanan have kind of been neck and neck in the other division, even though Parchment has won. I think they've won at least three that I've seen. So I would probably say Parchment's probably the favorite today, and with Buchanan and LMC and Howardsville kind of seeing if they can step up and knock them off.
All right, so we were talking yesterday on the air. We like, if we ever make a bet on a sporting event, it's a brown bag special from Henry's Hamburgers in Benton Harbor. So if I were to bet somebody a brown bag special, your guy's advice for the PGA Championship this weekend starts today. Who's going to win? Dalton, who should I go with?
No, I'm really not sure about that. I mean, I don't really have too much opinion. I mean, Tiger Woods won the Masters not too long ago, so I mean, he's always a good choice to go with.
All right, you go with him. Jacob, who would you go with?
I'd probably go with Tiger, too.
All right. Griffin?
I mean, Tiger's definitely been pulling out the stops this year, but I got to say my personal favorite, McIlroy. I'm just a big fan of him, so yeah. I'd have to say him.
Okay. Connor?
I'm a big fan of Jordan Spieth, so I'm going for seeing if he can pull out one.
All right. So we've got two Tigers, a Rory, and a Jordan. Coach, you going another direction, or are you going with one of those?
Well, I've always liked Phil Mickelson because he's left-handed.
Yeah?
He's the only one for a while that was, but Dustin Johnson's pretty tough to beat, so I'm going to go with him too.
All right. I'm going with DJ. You guys, appreciate you getting up early and coming in. You guys are off to, Dowagiac, right? Hampshire Country Club, correct. All right. And tee off is what time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. All right. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you very much. Thank
Griffin,
you.
How many energy drinks before the end of the round? You're on number one, right?
I try to keep it at two.
Okay.
If any more, and it's bad. Yeah.
Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up from River Valley High School, the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Congressman Fredupton is pushing legislation intended to help clean up sites contaminated by PFAS, the chemicals that have been found in water systems around Michigan for about the past year. The industrial chemicals are believed to be cancer-causing, and Upton tells us his legislation would begin to address the problem on some lands.
Last week, I introduced bipartisan legislation that would require the federal government to be involved in the cleanup right away of federal sites that we know are contaminated with PFAS, something that the federal government has balked at doing, at least until this point.
Upton says his legislation would also require federal agencies to cooperate with states as the PFAS contamination is detected and designate all PFAS chemicals as hazardous substances. Officials from the state, county, and local levels were all present at a town hall on Wednesday to update the public on the situation with PFAS recently discovered at an industrial site in Hartford. Samples from wells at the former Dewell Metal Products site tested for very high PFAS levels when the state checked them in April. The results were learned last week, and within days, 59 residential wells near that industrial site were being tested. David Harm with the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy tells us more will be known soon.
Results will be coming back sometime next week. They're on an expedited turnaround. So first set of samples were collected on Friday, but they were sent out to the lab who received them on Saturday. So it'll be about a week from that point before we get the results.
Harn stressed no PFAS has been found in any homes as of yet. Officials also revealed on Wednesday that the city of Hartford's municipal wells were tested last year and came in clear. They are now being retested just in case. And a bill pending in the state Senate to update Michigan law to allow the names of the two Berrien County courthouse officers killed in July of 2016 to be added to the Michigan Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Monument. Currently, the names of Security Supervisor Joseph Zangaro and Court Officer Ron Kienzel are not allowed to be added because while they were killed in the line of duty, they had retired from the Michigan State Police and the Benton Charter Township Police Department, respectively. Senator Kim Lozada has introduced the bill, doing so on Peace Officers Memorial Day. Zangaro and Kienzel are both included on the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. They were killed when an inmate tried to escape custody outside the courtroom of the senator's husband, Judge Charles Lozada, in St. Joseph. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wohl.
My name is Jennifer Bauer, and I have had the privilege of teaching at New Buffalo for 30 years. I am currently the peer-to-peer coordinator. Peer-to-peer is a program in which high school students receive credit for helping other students in the classroom. We currently have 31 high school peer mentors. These high school student mentors receive training throughout the school year on how to help students be more successful in the classroom. If you are interested in becoming a student mentor, please come to New Buffalo High School and join our peer-to-peer program. Feel the rewards that come from helping others and making a positive difference in someone's life.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip at River Valley High School this morning. The road trip brought to you by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, Water Valley Public Schools, Plangers Furniture, New Buffalo Area Schools, and Autobahn Imports. River Valley softball having another successful season. Dan Shazer is the coach, and congratulations again. It's not just a once-in-a-while thing. You've built a pretty nice program here at River Valley, and the ladies keep producing for you.
They do. It's all a community effort from the rec program on up. That's why we've been so successful.
I'm glad you brought up rec, because I was going to ask you. When I was growing up, I played like Little League Baseball and Peanut League and Babe Ruth and all that. Are there leagues like that for softball?
Yeah, I think our rec program's in a league where they play schools like Eau Claire, Berrien Springs, Bridgman, New Buffalo. They have their small little league here in the southwest corner.
And you've had ladies that have been playing softball for quite a while, and thus the success that you've had over the years.
Yeah, since they were 8 years old.
Wow. Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
I have junior Haley York, senior Madison Volman, junior Emma Springer, and junior Ella Olson.
You guys, thanks for getting up early and coming on. And for you guys, the success for River Valley softball, when you got to high school and the success that they've had, is that just more incentive for you to want to be part of the softball team just because of the culture that's here for softball for River Valley?
I think a lot of it, for me and Ella's class, was just being able to prove that we were able to do it too and just kind of step up and keep the legacy going.
Well, yeah, I can definitely understand that.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, do you guys play any other sports other than softball?
Yeah, we all play volleyball. I do powerlifting, and then Emma does basketball.
Okay. So basketball, powerlifting, volleyball for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right. During the winter time, then, if you're not, you go from volleyball to if you're not playing basketball, what do you do during the off season, getting ready for softball?
Well, we have morning workouts for softball, and we work on fundamentals and hitting up in the balcony, so it's really beneficial.
Okay. All right.
We also do a lot of off season workouts in this new workout room, which is really nice.
It is. I mean, this facility you have here, Coach, is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's been a huge addition, especially when it comes to the strength and the daily workouts that a lot of the girls and the guys do. It's a step up, and we all love it.
You know, a lot of coaches do preach the weight training, and not so much to bulk up, but just to get your body in better physical shape for whether it be softball or volleyball or basketball, or if you're doing powerlifting. I think, is there still a misconception, you think, for people to say, well, I don't want to hit the weight room that often because I'm going to get too big?
I think there is still that misconception. And especially there's a lot of individuals that think, oh, I'm in the season, I'm not going to get stronger by working out. And that's, working out every day is important. I mean, I do it myself, and I know these ladies, we had a tough workout yesterday, and they might be sore from it today.
They're both saying, yep. So when he says tough workout, does he really mean tough workout? What did he put you guys through?
We ran the whole time.
Really?
We were outside.
It was super hot. A lot of people almost puked.
And we're like heaving on the side. Like, we were pulling tires that were like our whole body weight. And we were doing sprints and lunges, and it was a lot.
We had a rule where if we had to be sick, we had to throw up on the baseball field.
About five people were hunched over on that fence, the outfield fence.
Well, baseball's coming up next. Maybe they haven't heard that yet. I like that rule, though. I like that rule. What have been the keys to the season so far? I mean, I'm noticing you're scoring an awful lot of runs.
I think the key is just staying focused, and you know, the girls are open to, you know, I guess you can say constructive criticism and changing anything that we ask. And you know, we have a really good staff, starting with our JV coaches on up to the varsity, and just that everyday mentality, coming in ready to work and getting better and not being satisfied with, you know, with just a win. We've talked about earned wins and what we do to earn a win, and we've definitely earned some big wins this year.
Yeah, you have had some big wins, and even in the conference, I mean, you and Bridgman going head-to-head, that's a nice little rivalry going now, isn't it?
Yeah, they're actually, they're in the red.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're in the red. So okay. We had a doubleheader earlier this year, and that didn't go our way on that day, but, you know, we look forward to maybe seeing them down the road at districts.
And then I've seen what you've done since then in progressing. Is the team about where you were performance-wise, where you were hoping they would be, getting ready for districts?
You're never where you want to be. You know, there's always room for improvement, and we still have a long ways to go to be where we want to be at.
See, he's always coaching, making sure you're getting better and better. The only way you're going to hear you guys are exactly where you need to be is after you win a state championship. That's when you're going to hear that from a coach, probably, right?
No, you have to win four or five. You have to keep going. You can't be satisfied with one.
I like your thinking. Who have been some of the top performers, other than the young ladies you've got here this morning?
Senior Tiffany Hyatt. I mean, the whole team as a whole, I could go through the whole lineup. Every individual has contributed this year in a big way. You know, we have a freshman, Jayla Bryan, on the team. Kylie Lipinski, she's a junior. She's been stepping up big this year. Kyra Kelly in the outfield. Who am I forgetting? I can't remember everyone's name at once.
Dana
Shum, she's a senior. She's been a great role player for us this year. Allie's stepped up big. She's played first base for us. That was a hole we knew we had to fill this year with Maddie last year. Was top-notch first baseman, but we knew we needed her on the mound and in the outfield more this year. So filling that hole with Allie was a huge step for us as well.
You mentioned Maddie pitching. How many young ladies can you have in the circle for you?
We have three on varsity.
Nice.
Emma, Maddie, and Allie have all pitched for us on varsity this year.
As long as you guys have been playing, have you played several different positions, or have you mainly played like one or two?
Well, like growing up, the only position I never played was catcher. But now I play like solid like three positions.
Okay. You have a favorite?
Pitcher.
Yeah. All right.
I've played everywhere, but this year I'm the only catcher, so I only catch.
Okay.
I don't mind. I like it.
Do
I love
you?
It. Yeah.
Are you guys glad? I mean, if Coach were to come to you and say, I need a catcher, are you glad that she loves catching and he's not going to ask you? Or would you like to catch?
I mean, I used to catch too, so like, if Ella ever needs like a break or anything, I can step in for it.
Maddie caught me versus Saugatuck. Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So.
Many positions you've played or just a few?
I've mostly played outfield my whole life. When I was little, it's because I was a scrub and wasn't cut out for infield. But I've gotten a little bit faster over the years. Outfield's still my favorite, but Coach has me working a lot of second this year.
Okay. If he were to come and say, hey, I'm going to try it third today, what would your reaction be?
I've played third.
You
I
have?
I played third in ninth grade.
Oh, okay. All right, so you've done it.
My shoulder's a little.
Ah, all right. Is there one position you hope he doesn't ask you to play?
Pitcher.
Yeah.
Catcher.
I mean, catcher? I've played all of the positions, so.
Yeah. What's next on the schedule for you guys?
We host our big 18 tournament here on Saturday. We have Frankfort coming in, Dowagiac, Watervliet, Saugatuck, Constantine, Kalamazoo Christian, New Prairie. They're all coming in for our big tournament on Saturday. And then next week we have Kalamazoo Christian at home for a doubleheader, and then we travel to Buchanan.
And then districts.
And then districts.
It's getting here fast, isn't
it? Yeah,
it
is. It's getting here quick.
Do you have many makeup games yet?
No, we've actually, we had one game this year canceled, and we made it up. It was the doubleheader against Michigan Lutheran, and we made that up last Monday, and we just had one tournament canceled as well. But so we have everything pretty stacked up well. I mean, we have another tournament next Saturday as well in Marion Springs, but we've been very lucky and fortunate with the weather.
Anybody here not going over the fence this year, over the fence home runs?
Ella, Emma, and I all have, but.
So if you guys were to have like a home run hitting contest on the team, who do you think would win?
I'm out.
Maddie V. Oh, she's got it.
I'd say probably Emma.
So. I'd say me.
You?
Oh, yeah. For sure, Coach Dan.
Yeah, definitely Coach.
I don't know. We have
Coach Brian. Oh, yeah, Coach Brian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he might take you?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't stand a chance.
He hits laser beams.
He'd hit it over all of the fences.
That's a line drive right in my head.
So, like if you watch baseball on TV, they talk about launch angle. He has no angle. It's just a straight line rope over the fence.
Yeah.
Every time. Nice. Coach said that he might win the home run hitting contest. Would he win the beatbox?
Yes.
Contest? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Should he
I'm the only one that's heard him, so.
It's like our inside secret, and now you're going to tell everyone about it. Well, I can't trust you anymore, Ella.
I was proud of you. I didn't know you could do it.
She wants you to showcase your talent to the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we have her showcase it here on Morning Sports Beat? Or is your voice not quite
I'm not awake yet. I have to chase fourth graders around all day, so I'm not mentally prepared for this.
I understand.
He needs at least 3 cups of coffee.
Yes, and this is only one.
Okay, all right. Well, so we'll have to come back some afternoon after you've had 3 cups of coffee and chased your fourth graders around.
And then you can record it for your, intro to your show.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll come up with an intro song for you.
And we can do, some clapping in the background.
I love
it. We're really good with that.
All right. You name the date. I'll be here to record it.
Okay.
So, again, you're off today?
We're off today, yep.
And then next day is game is Saturday?
Saturday, okay. Yep. 9 a.m. against the Wajak.
It's all here?
Yep.
All right.
Everything's here.
It's going to be a fun day. So if you want to see some good softball, come down here to River Valley. And great facility here to watch some softball, too. Good to see you. Congratulations on the season so far.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, ladies. Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up. We'll turn our attention to River Valley Baseball next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You've heard of Plainchers Furniture on Territorial Road in Benton Harbor, right across from the airport? Sure you have. Well, I'm going to save you some time. Don't shop for your furniture there. Look, you should keep going to the fancy place on the fancy street in the fancy building. Yeah, sure. At Plainchers, you'll see all exactly the same brand names for way, way less. So don't go to Plainchers Furniture on Territorial Road right across from the airport. You'll save too much money. And who needs that?
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Water Relief Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
If you're an electrician with 5 years' experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, 3 pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
Here are your specials for this week. Buy 2, get 3 free on 1-pound packages of Driscoll's Fresh Strawberries, 6 to 8 ounce Kraft Shredded or Chunk Cheese, or 48-ounce packages of Country Fresh Premium Ice Cream.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly Markets.
from River Valley High School, the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. And David Sokolowski is the baseball coach here at River Valley. And we were talking about the success of softball and the success that your team in baseball is having this year. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been quite a year so far. We've really turned a corner with this program, and we hope to keep on the climb.
I remember talking to you when you first took the program over, and that are they this year exceeding expectations at all, or is this kind of what you thought you would get?
I think this is what we've grown to expect from ourselves as a team. We put in a great amount of work every day with the right attitude, and these are the results we get. I'd say, quite frankly, I think we should probably be a little bit ahead of where we're at right now. That's what we expect out of ourselves. Not that we've come up short of expectations, but where we're at's not surprising based on the work we've put in.
Is it a pretty veteran team or quite a bit of younger?
Yeah, it's a veteran team, but it's also got its younger parts. We have 12 guys. The majority are juniors. We have one senior who's not here right now, but he will be, I hope. And we actually have a couple of freshmen and sophomores sprinkled in, but mostly a junior team. So you're talking about some guys who a good chunk of those juniors are three-year varsity players now.
The senior, he's earned the right to sleep in a little bit, right?
Yeah, Josh Clark, our senior catcher. Actually, he's not at school early in the day. He's gone for dual enrollment, so I'm not sure if that's where he's at right now. But
okay.
Normally, he's always one of the first to show up and the last to leave. He's a great worker, so we love having Josh.
Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
So this morning, I've got Levi Strauss down on the end. Levi's our shortstop and our number two pitcher this year. Matt Schmidt is immediately next to me. He's our ace pitcher. He's our starting first baseman, but he's been moving around a little bit as of late. And then on the other end there, we got Will Corbel, who's been our center fielder all year. And all three of these guys are juniors. And our team is standing behind us. We've really pushed this family concept, and we do everything together on and off the field. And so we all wanted to be a part of this.
And if folks are familiar with the River Valley High School, when you mentioned Will and Matt and Levi, these are names that people recognize that have been standout athletes, not just in baseball, too.
Yeah, they play a little bit of basketball. They do what they can. All joking aside, they are good athletes, and a lot of these guys behind me are teammates of theirs as well in other sports, and they all put in a great amount of work in the classroom, too.
Will and Matt, Levi, thanks for getting up early and coming in. Will, for you, the season, a few numbers that you've been putting up is about where you thought you would be. Are you maybe putting up better numbers than you thought?
Definitely better than I thought. I actually didn't play last year because of an injury, so I thought this year maybe it would be a little rough, but it's actually going well so far.
How anxious were you to get back on the baseball diamond after the injury?
I was super anxious. It was really rough last year, considering last year was not our best season. I was kind of on the bench, like knowing I could have done something, but it's great to be back out there again.
Matt, for you, production-wise, about where you thought you would be this time?
Pitching-wise, yeah, about there. But hitting-wise, I think I'm exceeding what I thought I was going to do.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And Levi, for you?
Yeah, all around, I feel really happy with where I am. Pitching-wise, I feel like I'm doing a lot better than what I thought. Fielding-wise, I feel like I'm doing a lot better than what I thought. Batting, I feel like I'm right there, too.
So yeah.
Everything's looks good for me.
You guys mentioned pitching and batting, and this is a debate we have during the morning show about, in Major League Baseball, the designated hitter or the National League with the pitcher bats. And everyone says, well, you know, you don't want the pitcher to bat because they're horrible. I always ask, when did the pitcher forget how to bat? Because you guys are at the plate, and both Matt and Levi are saying at the plate you're producing maybe a little bit better than you thought you would.
So when I pitch, I usually absolutely suck it up at the plate.
Really?
It's just I got my mind on pitching, so that's all.
If it's an off day on the mound, you're hitting it all over the plate.
Oh yeah, I can hit, but if I'm pitching, just don't ask me to do too much at the plate.
Okay, I get it. Same for you, Levi, or not?
No, I feel like it's completely different. When I'm pitching, I'm locked into the game. So, like, I'm firing on all cylinders for everything. So, if I'm pitching and I'm pitching good, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to hit good, too. Like, I don't know. That's how it feels for me.
Will, have you ever been on the mound?
I have been on the mound, but It's very rare and far in between.
I thought you were going to say, I've been on the mound when I walked over it.
Yeah, it's usually when I'm on the mound. If I'm pitching, we're either up by 20 or down by 20. It's not going to be a very fun game to watch.
It seems like it's a fun team to be with, Coach.
Oh, my gosh. I can't say enough about this team. And we do have one big missing piece here this morning. Our assistant coach, Justin Berry, has been a big part of the glue that's held this group together. He came in this year to help us out. He's always been around. A lot of these guys have played for him in travel ball in the past, but he's really helped instill some things in these guys that make them enjoy the day in and day out work. And in some cases, they don't always enjoy it because he's the one right in their case if they're doing something wrong. But we have so much accountability on this team as players, as young men. And I think that's what makes us better is this tight-knit family mentality. You know, you talk about whether hitting or pitching is the one that has more focus. We try to balance everything out, and when no matter what it is, if we're doing pitching, fielding drills, or hitting off the tee, these guys have a great amount of focus, and they have fun doing it.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the word fun, because I was going to ask you about it. Yeah, you want to work hard, and you want to win all the time, and work hard doing it, but you have to have fun doing it too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. At the end of the day, it's still a game. We're adults coaching a kid's game and kids playing a kid's game still while they can, and they take full advantage of it. You know, winning is fun, but we go out every day and we find a way to make fun out of it.
Mm-hmm. So we mentioned the word fun. Are there any workouts that coach puts you through and you're thinking, you know what, I'm not having a whole lot of fun doing this? Are there any workouts like, oh my God, here we go again? Anything come to mind?
Coach doesn't give us directly workouts, but we're required to work out twice a week, and it can get rough sometimes.
Yeah?
I think I would say when Coach has a bad batting practice, that's the only time I just can't stand it. It's he can't put one around the plate. It's just a bad time.
Oh, so when he's throwing batting practice. I thought you meant when he was at the plate showing you guys how to do it, and it just isn't there.
And in my defense, I do throw a lot of pitches during the week. So some days I go out there, and the arm's a little tired. I'm not as spry as some of these guys. But, no, Schmitty makes a good point. You know, yesterday we were talking about we had a really good batting practice session, and I was putting a lot of strikes in there, and we've had days where I might have hit a couple of these guys on accident. But it happens. So.
Oh, once the pitch count gets up there, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they don't chart me like they do these guys with the pitch count, so who knows where I'm at. Probably a couple hundred a day is not a out-of-the-ballpark number.
Levi, during batting practice, has Coach ever hit you?
You know, he's gotten real close quite a few times where I thought maybe he's throwing at me.
Right.
He didn't like that seat I hit earlier, but he's never hit me, I don't believe, but I've seen him clunk quite a few kids.
I will say this, most of the boys tend to get even because if I get one close to them, the next pitch down the middle, they might buzz the tower on me.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And believe me, I get a little gun shy out there once in a while because some of these guys can get a little exit velocity off the bat.
Other than baseball, we talked about other sports. Any other sports you play here at River Valley, Will?
Yeah, I play basketball as well.
Okay. Matt?
Basketball.
All right. Levi?
Basketball.
Basketball. What do you guys do during the fall? Are you focusing on getting ready for basketball season, or are you still playing a little baseball?
Yeah, it's mostly just going to workouts in the cages and in the gym, just getting ready for my next two sports.
Okay.
Same.
Same?
Playing both of them.
Do you guys play or watch much baseball? Do you have a favorite team that you like to follow?
Yeah, I'm a Cubs fan personally, but I know most of these kids are Tigers fans.
Tigers fan.
Tigers.
Tigers fan.
Well, and it's now you guys kind of debunked things that we talk about during the morning show. It seems like there's a dividing line where you have Tigers fans and Cubs fans, and we always assumed here, you know, south of a line, so you got like Bridgman and River Valley and New Buffalo, that we'd all be Cubs fans, but not true.
No. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I don't want to
really?
Be a Cubs fan. No.
Wow. Is it odd or not odd? Here's a question we asked the other day. Let's say if you have, in the city of Chicago, would it be odd for somebody to wear a Cubs hat and a White Sox jersey?
Absolutely. You need to pick a team. You just pick one.
That's not right at all.
Odd or not odd?
Yeah, I've been to those games at Wrigley where you see those people trying to do it, and they get a lot of funny looks. It's absolutely true. That's like saying you're a Michigan fan and an Ohio State fan. You can't do both.
Yeah, you can't do, right. I asked the young ladies in softball if they were to have a home run hitting contest, who would win. For you guys, instead of asking who's going to win a home run hitting contest, I usually ask the baseball players this: who is most likely to leg out an inside the park home run?
That kid right next to you.
And the irony of this, and I think these two guys and all the guys behind me will agree with this, regardless of which question you're asking, it's the same answer for both. Yeah, Will has this uncanny knack to hit the ball to the second baseman and find another gear. And he's left-handed. I don't know if he just gets angry and it's an adrenaline rush, but this kid has legged out more infield hits in his high school career than I don't know if some guys have had in a lifetime. But he has a great amount of power in practice and in games, and he's at any given time could put one out of the yard.
You got wheels.
I guess so, yeah.
Has coach ever asked you to do a dual sport with a track and run the 100 for him?
I thought about it, but I never did.
No?
No.
If you weren't playing baseball, would track be an option for you guys? So it would be for you?
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure I'm pretty fast, so I think I'd be decent at it. But I've always been a baseball player, so I'm going to stick to this.
You much into running, Matt, or just based on the reaction of a coach and the guys behind me, that would be a no.
I don't know about running. I'll do like the high jump, maybe. That's okay. About it.
All right.
But I have to do a running event, then fine. I will.
The shorter, the better?
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't make me do too many.
Levi?
Usually I'm huffing and puffing after stealing one base, so I don't think track would be right for me. So I think I just stick
to baseball. We're built for running 90 feet at a time.
Okay. So if we were going to have a 100-yard competition between you and Will, Will's going to take it? Levi?
Yeah.
Anybody else behind us that's going to beat Will in a 100-yard dash?
On this team, all joking aside, I think the other guy who he's not here at the moment, but I think Tyler Montgomery would make it a race. But there's when Will runs, his feet don't look like they touch the ground sometimes. I mean, you just see these little puffs of dirt behind him, and that's about it. And it has something to do. You got little feet, too. So he doesn't have heavy feet. I think that's an advantage.
So he just kind of glides.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's next on the schedule for you guys?
So we're over at, down at New Prairie tonight in New Carlisle, Indiana, going against a really good New Prairie Cougars team. They've been ranked in the state of Indiana in their division a couple times this year. I'm not sure if they still are. These guys have a couple of buddies on the team, so they're a familiar opponent. We got a lot of respect for those guys, and we're going to go down there, and we're going to play a very good opponent tonight, and hopefully we can bring our A game and keep this roll. We're on, I believe we're on a 6-game winning streak right now.
Okay. All right. Now, who's pitching for you tonight?
That'd be David Bronson, and he's standing directly behind you and I, number 8.
All right. So do you have any friends on the team?
Yeah.
You do? So if you've got friends on the team, are you going to give them like a little purpose pitch just to give you, hey, what's up?
I might. You...
All right, good enough. And as far as the conference, would it be fair to say that you and River Valley are the teams battling it out? Or, I mean, you and Bridgman?
So Bridgman's not actually in the conference.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting they're not in the conference.
Bridgman's in the district. Yeah. I would say, you know, it's a tough call to say that, but we have them in the first round in the pre-district at Bridgman. We've already split with them this year. It was 2-1 both games right after spring break. A lot of people are looking at that game as a big one. So I think if we can get past Bridgman, we got a pretty good shot at the district. As far as conference goes, Tuesday night we completed the sweep of conference this year. We were 8-0. We have no more conference games left. Bringing home our first conference title in 15 years.
Nice.
And softball did their part and brought theirs home. And that's the first time both of us have done it in the same year since 1977 at River Valley. So we broke a couple of pretty nice droughts there. And our next number we're looking to cross off is that district title, which has been 14 years.
All right. Let's hope it happens.
Yeah. That's the game plan right now.
Good luck tomorrow. And it's tomorrow or tonight?
Tonight. We're down at New Prairie at 5 o'clock.
All right. Good luck there, and good luck the rest of the season, you guys. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk River Valley track next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Lower prices under your car, we promise. Your estimate is always free, and we're glad to show you the work you need. We promise. A better feeling on the road when you trust your family's safety department.
under your car. We promise.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member, training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
The experience that our agents have is incomparable to any other agency in this area.
Jarek Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
I'm finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip at River Valley High School, and we've been talking about the successes of golf and softball and baseball, and I'll talk about some of the successes with track, and Matt Dagg is the track coach, and for how many years now? I was going to say long time. Should I not put the phrase long time in front of that?
No, that's okay. I've coached track and cross country for 26 seasons now, but at River Valley, this is my fourth, which is why I invited all the seniors to be here, because we were all kind of freshmen here together.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and it's been, actually the senior class has been the most successful senior class in River Valley history. Before they came into high school, there was one conference title. They're going for their fourth. The girls have a chance to tie New Buffalo for it. The boys have a chance to win outright next Wednesday. As I mentioned the seniors, I'd just like to mention a couple things about them.
Mm-hmm.
The seniors that came in, like Madison Brewster's been through a lot in life and has blossomed into a beautiful young woman. Jacob Good, who inspired me to lose weight. He lost 55 pounds as a freshman. He's behind you there, and he will run anything
really?
I ask. He's a thrower, does it all. There's the always smiling Delana Morrow, who will do anything and just wants more success for her teammates than she does for herself. Jalen Robbins and Sid Jewell both moved in here, fit right in, joked with the team, became team leaders, did great. Coleman, as a freshman, embraced the hurdles. He's blossomed into one of the best hurdlers in the region. We're hoping he goes to state this year. Jacob Loroff has coached the throws. Trying to be all region and possibly go to state this year. He's really good in the discus. And then we have Chase, natural leader. He's done everything from the 100 to the 2 mile. Anything I ask him, yes, coach, yes, coach.
Ooh.
Great kid. Then you got Jared Volstorf and Jesse Reith, who I've coached for 8 seasons now between cross and track. And it's been a privilege to coach both of them. They've been great in both seasons. One more senior. I got Joseph Schmidt over here, who as a freshman drove me crazy. And he has grown up so much. He's helped me move twice. I mean, he's a nice young man. Him and I's sense of humor is very similar. And I will truly miss Joey and all these seniors. You know, this is one of my hardest senior nights out of the 20-some years I've been coaching. And I'm gonna miss them all.
Yeah.
And you know, and they've made my adjustment here to River Valley great. New assistant coach this year who's actually also my wife. She was an all-state runner, and they've all welcomed her, and it's been great. So, you know, but this season we're looking for good things. We're praying for no rain on Friday at Goebbels for regionals. See how many of these kids can go to state in 2 weeks.
Well, and you know, if you're watching our Facebook Live video right now, these are all the seniors. There are teams that aren't this big.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple of non-seniors here, but you know, but yeah, most of them are here seniors. So we got a lot of work to do here. You know. Allison and AJ and Dakota, we got some work to do to replace, to replace these next year.
So we'll give each one of them a chance to introduce themselves and talk. Just mention as far as what you've run or what events you've run. So we'll start here and just kind of like work around. And when you guys are done, we'll have you guys use the microphones. But we'll start over here.
I'm Jesse Reith. I'm mostly a middle distance runner, but I pretty much run anything from the 400 on up. So my specialties, I guess, are the 800 and the 1600. So
it, because you run cross country, we've had this discussion before. Do you run the 3200 much?
Occasionally, when coach makes me. It's not my favorite.
So you're not going to volunteer for the 32.
No.
But she is undefeated this year in it.
Oh, well. Time-wise, about are you happy with what you've done, or is there a goal you haven't hit yet?
There's some goals I haven't hit yet, but overall, it's been a good season. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pass it over here.
I'm Delana. I'm mostly a sprinter, so I run the 400 and below that. So I do mostly all the relays besides the 4x8.
Okay. Time-wise, have you hit what you wanted to yet, or not quite yet?
Not quite yet, but I'm getting there. I'm really close. So.
Ever entertained a field event? Would you ever?
No, I'm terrible at field events. There's a reason why I don't do those.
All right, next.
I'm Allison Schmidt, and I'm a hurdler, and I also throw discus.
Hurdles, what drew you into to running hurdles?
I don't know. I don't really like just straight running, and I like hurdles because it's like, oh, here's a challenge. Here's technique that you have to do. Not only do you have to run, you have to do this as well. So
there aren't many people that like to run with things in front of them.
Yeah. We have two of them here on either side, you know, and two of the best in the region at both the 100 and the 300s here in Allison and Coleman. You know, and they both embraced it, and they work together. They do a great job critiquing each other. Hey, no, you need to get lower, need to do this, and, you know, they do a great job.
And so, Allison, have you hit your goal time yet?
I ran like a 17.3 the other day, but I'm trying to get to like 17 flat today.
Okay.
Or tomorrow.
All right. And you said Coleman. What got you into the hurdles?
Again, I'm not really sure. Just kind of running is just boring, and jumping is more fun than running. So that's kind of.
So coach asked, you want to go out for track as long as I can jump over something?
Yeah, pretty much.
And now, other than hurdles, anything else that you run?
I do a bit of long jump, and then occasionally I'll get put in a relay or the 200-meter dash.
So about 200 is maybe as, other than the 300 hurdles, about as far as you're going to go?
Yeah.
Not going to do the 800?
No.
That was a quick one. All right.
I'm Joey. I run the 400 down. I'm a sprinter.
What got you into wanting to run track? Just for something to do, stay in shape, or?
Sixth grade, my history teacher told me I should run track, and I started running track in sixth grade.
No, I want to know, Coach mentioned your freshman year, you were driving him crazy. Are you one that just kind of knows what buttons to push with Coach to?
No, he just loves me. He's joking. It's just a joke.
So probably long distance is not in your repertoire.
No.
All right.
Hello, my name is Jacob, and I do discus and shot put.
Okay. Now, does Coach ever put together like a 400 relay team? And I mean, like with the throwers, have you ever done that?
They have, but I didn't take part in it, no.
Would you, if he asked?
I think I would.
Okay. Only if he asked, though. You're not going to volunteer?
Probably not.
All right. We'll get the guys and the folks in the back as well to introduce themselves and what you guys run. We'll start over here.
I'm Sid Jewell, and I'm a sprinter.
Okay. Specific ones, or just whatever Coach asks?
Just whatever he asks.
Hurdles?
No.
So you don't like running with things in front of you. Have you hit your goal time yet or no?
No.
What are you shooting for, do you know? Anything in one particular event?
Low 12s for the 100.
Okay. All right, cool.
Hi, I'm Jacob. I just throw mainly.
Okay. Disc and shot.
Yep.
And now, have you hit your mark yet, as far as what you wanted to?
Not yet.
No. What are you hoping to shoot, throw?
For discus, I'm looking to hit 80 and shot 30.
Now, if Coach were to put together a relay with the throwers, you in?
Yep, I'm usually in it.
You are usually in it. All right.
Hi, I'm Chase Eller, and I still don't know what I am, really. And I'm a senior.
And you're still trying to find your favorite event.
Yes.
Oh, is there one that you like?
Right now, I'm liking the 400 more. I used to like really love the 800 when I was in middle school. And then I got into high school, and I was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm all that. And then I like got like 17th place. I'm like, this is not as easy. So.
So you're going down below the 800.
Yeah, but it's okay. Like, I'd probably say, like, I'm a more middle distance runner.
All right. So if Coach were to ask you to run the 100, you're in?
Yep.
32?
Yeah.
He's done them. He's done all of them. He has done every single distance.
Really?
And throughout his, and actually, I think this year. No, this year he didn't run the 3,200, but he has done every other distance. He's done every distance in his track career.
Wow. Hurdles, too?
Not hurdles, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little short for that.
So that might be the only time you tell Coach no?
Yeah.
All right.
Next senior.
Jalen, I high jump and pretty much run whatever Coach needs.
Whatever you ask, he does.
Yeah, like I said, this group of seniors, they are phenomenal. It's, you know, hey, score point. You know, if I can score a point for you, I'll do it, you know. And they will go out and they do it. And it's, you know, just been great. Like the underclassmen, they see that. It's like, okay, you know, oh, Chase is going to go run a 2 mile today. Well, I can't go complain. You know, where it's like, or Jesse or will go and run 4 miles in a meet, which he's done 3 times this year. It's like, I don't want to complain because, mm-hmm. you know, here a senior is going and doing that stuff. So, you know, they will do whatever I ask. It's always like, yep, hey, whatever we can do to score points to the team, help the team. So, you know, it's a great group to have.
Now, as far as the high jump, have you hit your goal mark yet?
No, not
what,
at all.
What are you hoping to do?
Jump? I mean, at least 6 foot.
Okay. What led you to trying the high jump?
I just always thought I could jump high.
Okay. All right.
Like playing basketball.
Okay. The rest of you guys.
We got a freshman here, Dakota, who's a thrower. He's a thrower for us. You know, we're trying to figure out what else. Then we got AJ, who has ran everything from the 100 to the mile, as well as long jump. But he's mostly a sprinter.
Okay.
So he's transitioning into sprinting. So.
When you mentioned the mile, he started cringing a little bit. Like,
Yeah, but it's one of those. You know, like last year at regionals, I go, if you want to run, you got to do it in the mile. He goes, all right, I'm in, coach. So, you know, he's the only one that says yes, coach. He probably comes in second to saying yes, coach, to Chase. You know, okay. So it's like, yep, coach, I'm in. So
next on the schedule for track is what?
We got regionals on Friday, and then the BCS conference meet next Wednesday. So regionals on Friday at Goebbels. You know, it can rain anywhere but Goebbels in the state of Michigan. You know, give us a 6 hour window. That's all I'm asking for. 6-7 hour window. Let's get it in. So, you know, let's have a nice weather meet. You know, our only second nice weather meet of the year. That's what we're praying for.
Yeah. So, as far as regionals go, any other teams that you're contending with who will possibly win a regionals?
Well, you got Kalamazoo Christian, you got Decatur, New Buffalo, Marcellus's, their girls are loaded. Mm. You know, so it's just a matter of, you know, and we're just looking how many personal records can we set and how many people can we get to go to the state meet. Jesse and Allison went last year. We got some guys who are going, I mean, who have a really good chance of going, you know. Jacob and the discus, Coleman and the hurdles, our 4x1, 4x2, 4x4 all have legitimate shots. We got a couple 400 runners, Joey. and Joey, and we got a junior who has a chance at that. And it's just, you know, just see what we can get. You know, how many can we go? And, you know, and then the girls, we got a 4x2, we got the hurdles, we got 800. And Jesse, Allison has a shot in the discus. And it's just, you know, let's just see how many we can get going. You know, how many we can go to state, Allison and Jesse want more people at state to join them.
Yeah, exactly. The more the merrier.
Exactly.
I guess real quick, because we're out of time, but maybe give the seniors a real quick chance to tell us what's next after graduation for you guys, if you have any set plans yet for after graduation.
I'll be attending Calvin College.
All right.
In Grand Rapids.
Awesome. So. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I'll be attending Santa Heights University in Adrian.
All right.
Possibly have an apprenticeship lined up.
Nice. All right.
I'll be going to Southwestern Michigan College.
Okay, very cool.
I'll also be going to SMC studying music.
Awesome.
I'll be going to Universal Technical Institute for diesel tech.
I have no idea.
I'm in the pre-apprentice group for Eagle Technologies.
All right.
I plan to go to Lake Superior State for fisheries and wildlife.
Awesome. It sounds like it's a good group.
Oh, they're a great group, and they're gonna be missed.
I'll bet.
So.
I'll bet. It's good to see you. We're out of time. We appreciate you coming in, and all you guys. We appreciate you getting up and coming in. Congratulations on the season. Good luck the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from River Valley High School. The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Here's Brendan Heenan, ASE certified master mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
Just like everyone else, you're ready to get out in your baby and drive her the very first nice day. In a spring service, it's important to have your tire pressures checked, your battery checked and serviced, your fluids all topped up.
Their spring service schedule fills up fast. Call now to book your appointment.
Autobahn Imports, obsessed with European auto repair.
Time out for the number one pizza delivery deal anywhere. Right now, get a large two-topping pizza from Pizza Hut for just $7.99. Large two-topping pizza from Pizza Hut, just $7.99 when you order online or carry out. Score yours today by ordering online for delivery or carry out and never miss a play. Only available when you order online and only from Pizza Hut. Just $7.99 for a large two-topping pizza at PizzaHut.com. Oven hot pizza, fast every time.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, ProMaster, and Mazda. I don't know if you folks go to the Detroit Auto Show or Chicago Auto Show, but kind of fun to see what the future is and see what's new. And if you went to the Mazda display, you'd see a Mazda Miata spinning on a turntable. If you go over to the Jeep display, you'd see the new Jeep Grand Cherokee with a 750-horse engine in it. It's a long way over there. You got to pay to park and do all that stuff. But guess what? Everything I just mentioned, we have on display here. So come to my auto show. Free admission, free parking, and we'd be glad to see you. Thanks for listening. Bye.
People don't realize how far just a little bit of attention goes to avoid breakdowns.
That's Kevin from the Crew in Blue at City Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. Call today for their spring AC tune-up special for just $99. That's just $99 to steer clear of expensive and unexpected breakdowns. Save another $10 if your neighbor schedules a tune-up too. Call the Crew in Blue at City today. A Rheem Pro Partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort. City Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning.
Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
And that is going to wrap things up for the WSJM Sports Road Trip this morning here at River Valley. Our next stop next Thursday morning is going to be Lakeshore High School to talk Lancer Athletics. We want to thank everybody here at River Valley for hosting us here this morning. Also want to thank our sponsors, Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, Waterville Public Schools, Plangers Furniture, Autobahn Imports, and New Buffalo Area Schools. Want to thank Lewis here on location, as always, doing a great job. Scott back in our studios as well. Again, next Thursday morning, we'll talk to you from Lakeshore High School on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. It's just after 8 o'clock.
WSJM Sports is 106.1 FM, W291 DK, St. Joseph, and AM 1400 WSJM St. Joseph.